Welcome to the Every Woman Network podcast, a chance for you to engage with some fresh ideas for you and your career development. In this episode, you'll hear from Every Woman expert Jodie Goldman on how to get people to say yes. Jodie is a personal impact coach and experienced international speaker. She's worked with thousands of professionals and business owners to develop magnetic confidence, a powerful personal brand, and the assertive communication skills owning any room. I'll leave it to Jodie to tell us more.
The first thing is what it means to influence someone. So I wanted to just get this out in the open, because essentially, if we're talking about getting people to say yes to us, what we're actually talking about is being able to influence someone. So influence is defined by the capacity to have an effect on the character, development, or behavior of someone or something. And in this case, obviously, the behavior being saying yes, like getting their buy-in, getting them to want to do whatever it is that we're asking them to do, or want to help us with whatever it is that we're needing help with. So it's the capacity to have an effect on somebody else. What we want to just be very mindful of is two things. First of all, is that we can't control other people ever. This is about influencing them or having an effect on them, on their energy, on their mood, on their desire, on their willingness. We're trying to have an influence or an effect on those things in order to get to the yes. So what we're focusing on isn't like making other people do anything. What we're focusing on is how can we tweak the way that we communicate or how we ask for something so that we can be more influential, so that we can have a greater effect on whether or not someone has the desire and the willingness to be able to help us. There is a big difference between influence or persuading someone and manipulation. Influencing or persuading someone, in the context especially of what we're talking about today, is about influencing someone or persuading someone to do something that is in the best interest of everyone. It's for the good of all. It's like you're trying to convince someone to do something that's actually the most helpful thing to do for everybody. It's got everybody's best interest in mind. Manipulation is when we try to get somebody to do something, or we use strategies that are actually quite damaging to somebody in order to get them to say yes to us, but it's actually not in their best interest.
Jodie has talked about what it is to influence people, and next she'll take us through the 5 science-based techniques to help us improve our influence. It's worth noting that if you are struggling to ask the question in the first place, you can explore Jodie's other classes on how to be more assertive at www.everywoman.com. Now, let's learn about Jodie's 5 techniques.
Persuading or influencing, we are encouraging people to do something that actually is in the best interest of them and for us and for everyone. It's like a win-win. The first one is a yes frame. There was a study done at a university, and they took 3 groups of students. There were 50 students in each of the 3 groups, and they performed a little experiment. They gave every single student a set of headphones, and they told them that they were participating in market research about this new type of headphone. And they all were played the exact same audio. And what the audio was a piece of music. And then following on from the music, they were asked given a little message from the bursar of the university. The first group of students were told that throughout the whole song, they had to just nod their head yes while they were listening to the music. The second group were told that they had to shake their head no throughout the whole set of music before they heard the message. They were all shaking their heads. And the last group were still, they were kept neutral. The message that followed on from the music was a message from the bursar that said something along the lines of, as of next year, we are raising the rates of X, Y, and Z within the university, so you're all going to have to pay more, blah, blah, blah. When this experiment was finished, they were all given a little document, and they only looked at one question. And that question was, are you okay with the rates going up next year? 50 out of 50 of the students in the first group who had to nod their head yes while they were listening said yes. 100% of the students who had to shake their head no during the song said no, I'm not okay with it. And of the final group who had to remain neutral, it was very varied and very mixed. Isn't that interesting? So this is what we mean by a yes frame of mind. When you want to influence someone, to be on side, when you want to get them to say yes, we want to get people into a yes frame of mind before we ask for what we want. You know, you might use it with an individual. You might say to them, oh, did you enjoy the last project that you worked on? Yes. Did you, you know, did you find that it helped you with ABC within your career? Yes. Awesome. So would you mind doing this? I'd love for you to present at the senior leadership team next week. So we ask questions that are going to get a yes, first of all, and then we ask for what we actually want. So you can actually ask rhetorical questions before you give your suggestion, where you're getting people to just think yes. So, you know, as the objective of this project is this, now they're thinking, yes, that's the objective. We all agreed that. My suggestion is this. Like, you don't have to do it three times, you can just do it once. So, you know, my understanding is that the objective of this project is this. They're thinking, yes, it is. You then go, so can we do ABC? So you're linking what you're asking for to something that they positively agree with. The next strategy that you can use is the strategy of because. Research shows that when we give somebody a reason, even if the reason doesn't actually mean anything or add any information, people are more likely to say yes. So there was a really cool study done by a Harvard like sociologist. And what she did was, and she did this research around the photocopy machine. So she would go to the photocopy machine when there was a queue and people were lined up waiting to make copies, cutting into the line. And one time she said, would you mind if I use the copy machine? Would they like let her cut in? And when she did it like that, and she literally just said, can I use the copy machine? About 60% of the time people said yes. When she said, would you mind if I use the copy machine because I need to make some copies of something for tomorrow? So it's like, you're not adding actually anything extra, because what else would you do with the photocopy machine? When she literally said, would you mind if I use the photocopy machine because I need to make some copies for tomorrow? 95% of people said yes. So many more people were immediately like had that word because triggered them into a yes state. Where does this come from? What is the favorite question of a toddler? Why? But why? But why? And this little toddler is living inside everyone's head. And so what happens is, it's such a natural part of our development that the word because, immediately it's like, oh, okay. It's like, this is fact. Like, this is the truth. This is just the answer. So when we just add in that word because, it immediately triggers like, oh yeah, right. Especially for certain personality types. But as all humans, we have this like from toddlers where we start to look at the world and look for answers, we still have the because trigger. Now, a bonus tip when you're negotiating is to flip it around and to always say the because first and then what it is that you want. So for little things, it's like, would you mind doing X because? Can I ask you to do ABC because? And just your reason doesn't even need to be big. It's like a small, you can read even as it is with photocopies. What else is a photocopy machine going to do? Can I cut in and make and use the photocopy machine because I need to make some copies for tomorrow? There is no added information. The word was because. That's what triggered the yes response. So when you're negotiating though, or you want to ask for something bigger, so it's not like little asks, bigger asks, we want to start with the because. And then we say what it is that we want. So for example, instead of saying, I worked X many hours over last week, so I'd really like to have tomorrow off. Instead of saying, I'd like to have tomorrow off because I worked X many hours last week, we would switch it around and we would say, because I worked X many hours last week, I'd really like to take tomorrow off. So we're giving the reason first. So that's another little nuance of this technique that you could try to use that is a high degree of getting your yes. The next science-based strategy that can help you to get the yes is the power of choice. And this is a big one, that when you let somebody know that they have an option, they are more likely to say yes. So would you do X, Y, Z? It's okay if you can't. And just giving them that out, they're more likely to say yes than when we pressure them into it. I don't think a lot of people here have a problem with that, because I imagine that if you are one of the people who find it more challenging to ask for things and to be assertive in that way, you probably use this too much even. We don't want any of that. It's literally like, can you help me with X? If now's not a good time, that's fine. That's just like once, and that will be enough to trigger the, oh, I've got an option here, I'll say yes. Too many of, as I said, that you don't have to, it's okay if you don't. And then we sound really insecure with our ask and we actually won't get the yes. So we just want to give one choice. Another way that you can use this strategy to get the yes is to give people two options, either one that you'd be fine with. So would you rather do this or this? Can I ask you to help me with this or this? So we're giving two options and either way, we're going to land up with a win. So that is another way that you can use the power of choice really effectively. The next one is the you're the best. We have ego, and this is also incredibly great for a particular personality type. And this will be the one that a lot of you find challenging. So the kinds of people who are quite challenging often to ask for things can have a higher degree of status being their motivator. And so if someone likes to be seen as the leader and likes to be seen as the person in charge, then we use that to help us get the win-win, giving somebody the reputation they want to live up to. So it's like, I know that you really care about XYZ, something that they really want, something that they really desire. So can we do this because we'll help with that? So it's the like, what's in it for them, but it's kind of putting them on a pedestal. Like, I know you're someone who really values employee engagement. So I'm thinking that we need to invest in this particular software. I know you are X, so can we do Y? X being obviously something that's very admirable, something that they want to aspire to. And then the fifth one is the tailored request. And again, there's a couple ways that we can do this. First of all, is understanding, is quite literally personalizing the request that we use. So using people's names when we ask them sounds really obvious, but it actually scientifically shows a far greater yes outcome when we use somebody's name. Oh, David, would you mind helping me with this? Oh, Mary, blah, blah, blah. So using people's names. And actually research also shows that when it's written down, it's like on a post-it note, there was a much higher degree of people actually doing what they were asked to do when there was a personalized post-it note on their desk. So it's like, could you give me a call back, like on the post-it note, more likely to actually get the call than just emailing, give me a call when you get a chance. So it's something just to think about there. But the other thing with the tailored request is understanding different people and their different motivators. So what is in it for them? What is their objective? People tend to be motivated by one of four things. One is that status, that achievement, getting ahead. So if that is somebody's core motivator, then the way you're going to ask them for something is going to be direct. It's going to be what's in it for them. It's going to make them seem like the best at doing it, or if they do it, they'd be the best. So, you know, I bet you couldn't do this is another way of getting that type of person to say yes. The second thing that really motivates a lot of people is relationships. If someone is a relationship person, then they're going to want to hear the words, you'd really help me with this. I'd so appreciate it if. If someone is much more motivated by fairness and by doing things properly and doing things the right way, then they are going to be motivated to say yes when we say to them, this is why I need this. And you're the best person to do it. And I trust you. Like, I trust your opinion on this. This is what I'd like. What do you think? And then because they have been put in that position where they get to think about it, they've got time to review it, you're much more likely to get a yes. Those types of people, you don't want to put them on the spot. You don't want to rush them. And then you've got people who are motivated by options and creativity. And so in order for them to say yes, we need to give them that freedom. Like, oh, should we do this or this? So it's understanding the person you're talking to and realizing that there's not like one way for everybody. All the techniques we use will work with everybody, but how you deliver them, your energy behind them might be a little bit different depending on who you're talking to.
A quick recap of Jodie's five techniques to get people to say yes. You can put yes in the mind of the people you're asking before you even ask the question. You can also use the strategy of because to justify your ask before asking. You can use the power of choice strategy to get one of two outcomes that you want. You can appeal to a person's ego using the you're the best strategy. And lastly, you can use the tailored request strategy to make your request personal. We hope you enjoy this episode of the Every Woman Network podcast. Continue your career journey on the Every Woman Network by logging into your personal dashboard at www.everywoman.com. We'll see you next time.